Ofsted visited 27 very good schools, and they found that even in the best schools, there were still kind of significant problems and barriers stopping the teachers taking their kids outside of the classroom on museum trips, to the zoo, perhaps on residential trips, activity centres. And the problems were really about the cost, because they asked for voluntary payments. They didn't want to ask for too much, and that meant they were limited in what they can do. And also that school trips have really become a treat for pupils who are tested so much now that at the end of their SATs they get a school trip, at the end of the year they get a school trip, and it's seen as a treat, whereas Ofsted say it should be really kind of part of the curriculum. So you do a geography field trip or you do a science field trip, something that's built into what you're learning, and that it's a missed opportunity just using it as an add-on.
How many trips might a school pupil reasonably expect in an academic year?
I think it depends which school you're at. There's no national standard, there's no kind of guidelines on what kids are meant to do. They're not even inspected on it, so it's kind of one of those slightly loose things. Schools do what they can, so schools might be annoyed by Ofsted coming along and saying you're not doing enough, but it depends where you go. If you're in a big urban area, if you're in London, you might go to London Zoo or go to the museums quite a lot because there's a lot around. But if you're in a very rural area, there's going to be less opportunities for you there. It's going to be more difficult to arrange. It also depends on how wealthy you are as a school. I mean, you do hear about state schools taking their kids skiing in America on the basis that parents can all afford it. And some areas of London, some areas of the country, there's no way most parents could afford that.
I suppose no one's got an argument against educational school trips, but there is an argument as well to say that children deserve a treat after working hard towards their SATs exams.
Absolutely, and that's what the head teacher leaders have been saying to me today. They say it's a bit bah humbug to stop kids going on trips, and a bit grumpy of people to say that you have to get something academic out of every experience at school, and that kind of going to an outdoor activity centre and doing some raft building teaches brilliant leadership skills and teamwork, which is just as important.
There's a conference going on today, by coincidence, about school trips, Polly, and one of the things they're looking at are ways to cut bureaucracy, because the paperwork involved in organising a school trip is possibly one of the reasons why teachers are put off organising them.
Yeah, Ed Balls is talking at this conference, and he's setting out plans for a £4.5 million scheme to cut down the paperwork. Paperwork is a big barrier to these things, the risk assessments teachers have to do. So they're going to introduce a kite marking scheme and less paperwork to try and encourage teachers to overcome some of the things that Ofsted are saying today.
And what kind of questions are teachers having to answer before they are allowed to take children somewhere?
Teachers have to fill in very detailed risk assessment forms predicting anything that might go wrong on a trip. One teacher I've spoken to describes taking kids from a trip from a school in Camden Town to the British Museum, less than 2 miles away, and having to account for the risk of a terrorist attack on that journey. She thought it was a pretty impossible task.
Polly, many thanks.